Calling to Touch Bases. The Real Reason Hidden. Calling to Touch Bases. The Real Reason Hidden. All calls are welcome. All calls are welcome. I get calls in the middle of the night. I get calls during the day. I get calls all the time from students and people who are asking for treatment, who are asking for love, who are asking to be told that they are wonderful. When people call me, I always say, "Wow, how nice of you to call. How nice of you to call. What do you got on your mind? What wonderful things are you thinking about? What would you like to share? What would you like to talk about?" And all calls are welcome. Sometimes we just need to hear a friendly voice. Sometimes we just need to hear that friendly voice that says, "Hey, there's somebody there that really cares about me, that cares about what I'm thinking, that cares about what's going on in my world, even if I have anything to think about. Even if I don't have anything to think about what's going on in my world. But somebody else does." And so when I call, they're always glad to hear you. They're always glad to know your name. They're always glad to understand that you want to be seen as a person who you are, someone just wonderful for the person that you are. And how great that is. How great that is. All calls are welcome. And it's fine if we need to hear a friendly voice. Sometimes we don't say the things that are in our heart, that we have a hurt or that we have a need or that we are caring about something, but we just hear that friendly voice and somehow everything is back in balance again. Now, we can do that through ourselves. We can give that friendly voice to ourselves and we can speak that friendly voice to ourselves and be in balance by ourselves. But it's kind of nice to be able to call someone, to know that someone is ready and willing and able to just share a few moments of nothingness with you. Share a few moments of nothing that's important for anything as far as anyone else is concerned, but just to hear that voice. When a child cries out in the middle of the night, "Mommy!" And mother comes in, and mother holds their hand, and the child says, "Mommy, I'm okay now. Mommy, thank you. I love you, Mommy. I love you." And the mother feels so good in her heart that she could be awakened from her solid sleeping to go and tend to her child, to tend to her loved one, to say, touching bases is kind of important. And the child doesn't remember why they woke up or what bothered them or what gave them the need to call to their mother, but they call, and they call to their mother, and they talk to their mother, and they say, "Mommy, I'm thinking about this, or I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about what happened today. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I start school tomorrow. I'm going to go to school tomorrow, and it's going to be a whole new school, all new kids, and a lot of people I don't know. Mom, what am I going to..." Well, a child who loves themselves, who feels that they can call and talk to anybody and just touch bases. A child who thinks and knows by being told by their parents and being told by their world, it's okay. It's okay to talk nonsense. It's okay to talk about things that are not important. You just need to hear that friendly voice. You just need to hear that friendly person saying to you, "Hey, that's okay. You're a fine person. I always enjoy hearing from you." Whether it's on the telephone or on the emails or whether it's on FaceTime or Facebook, whatever it may be on, it's so wonderful to hear and it's so wonderful to know. So today, I could call someone on Skype. I could call someone on FacePage. And as I talk to them, what's happening? What's going on in their world? If I'm talking to them on FaceTime and I'm saying, "Hi, I love you. All is in divine order." Just calling to touch bases. but the real reason always remains hidden. Because when you hear another person who cares about you and who's interested in listening to you, when you hear another person who thinks that you're worthwhile talking to, even in the middle of the night, even in the middle of the day, and it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to be caring about people, especially yourself. Never feel that a call is unimportant. Never feel that a call is wasted. Never feel that it's too early in the day or too late in the day or too much whatever. But just do what your heart tells you to do. Listen to yourself. Being able to talk nonsense is just as, for just a moment, is important. And as far as you're concerned, whatever the other person is talking about, it could be nonsense, but for them, it was very important. For them, it was something that was life-changing or life-threatening or life-appealing to them, and they wanted to do it, and you let them do it. And because you had taken the time from your sleep or from your other activities, oftentimes Ellen comes into the living room to talk to me, and she'll say, "Herb," and instantly I'll turn off the music, or I'll turn off the television, or I'll turn off the video. Instantly. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter what's going on. It could be a very exciting part of the video. It could be a very glorious part of the music, but I just turn it off. I know exactly where I can press the button that puts it on hold. And it's on hold. And then I talk to Ellen. And I hear what she has to say. And I know what she's talking about. I know what's important to her. And just that little sensitivity of me caring enough to turn off what I'm doing to pay attention to somebody else is pretty important, pretty wonderful, really. The things that we talk about with others, being able to talk even the nonsense for just a moment, is so important because it is somebody feeling that they are important. Their time is important. Their life is important. Their world is important. They are important. Talking with someone who cares, they know that you care about them. You care about them even though you don't know who they are. You might be speaking to them on the phone for the first time, like we do in our prayer ministry work. We speak to people that we have never met before. They merely call in our prayer healing prayer number, and we talk to them, and we say to them, "You're wonderful. You're wonderful." Talking with someone who cares, and really, that's what we're here in life for, to be one with the world, to be one with all, and to be that in peace, to be that in the blessedness of all that is good and lovely. Calling to touch bases, and the real reason is hidden. It's calling to let yourself know that you're worthwhile talking to, that somebody else takes the time to share with you and say, "I love you." And they might say, "I love you," and they might just say, "It's so nice of you to call." Yes, all is in divine order. When you speak your word and when you tell the world all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And that's just what it is. No more and no less. It's all in divine order. And how wonderful it is. Calling to touch bases, the real reason is always hidden. You should take time to call yourself and say, "Hi, I like me. I like me. All is divine. All is in perfect divine order in my world. All is wonderful. All is marvelous." And when you say that, you feel so good inside of yourself. Just imagine what others feel who call you. and call just to touch bases. And their real reason is hidden. The real reason is they're looking for a little bit of love, a little bit of caring, a little bit of sharing. And you can do that today with all the world, family, friends, just people you meet. And you can say something beautiful to them, and you feel excellent inside yourself. Try it out. Try it out. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's marvelous. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.